Hare Krishna. So Krishna is telling us about the perfectional stage in Ashtanga Yoga, and we are trying our best to translate the same to our life as Bhakti Yogis. So let's see Shloka number 19. Yatha dipo nivatasto nengate sopama smrita yogino yata chittasya Yunjato yogamatmanah. So here one analogy is given, a nice analogy. It says yatha, as nivatastho, in a place where there is no wind, that is a windless place, deepaha. Deepaha basically means lamp. Na ingate, is not wavered, is not disturbed. So we might have seen a lamp in a place where there is no air that is flowing. So, will be very, very stable. So, we are talking about that lamp. So, this analogy is given. And, sa upama smrita. So, this upama, this particular analogy, this particular comparison is done with whom? With a yogi. And what is this deepa compared to, or this lamp compared to? Yata chittasya. His controlled mind. So, this deepa is controlled compared to the controlled mind. And yunjato yogam atmanaha. So, what he does? He remains steady, always steady. In what? Yunjato, constantly engaged in meditation, yogam, in atmanaha, on the transcendental self. So, a very nice shloka which talks about one-pointed meditation. So, this one-pointed meditation is something which is very, very important when it comes to a spiritualist. Now, when it comes to a materialist, they have so much to do, so much to think about all the time. So many things are there. They have so many distractions in this world, because they are always in constant touch with this material world in various ways. There will be so many talks that they will be hearing, and that will disturb their minds. There will be so many things they will see that will disturb their minds. And the food that they eat, which is cooked, you know, by so many contaminated people, that disturbs their mind. So like this, the mind of a materialist is always disturbed in every single circumstance. And in Kali Yuga, being disturbed is something which is natural. Upadrita. Upadrita means agitated or disturbed mind. So this is very much common in Kali Yuga. But then, with disturbed mind, how can we live a very nice, happy, blissful life? Not possible. Very difficult. In fact, there are many, many people who have this problem. Uncontrolled thoughts, then mood swings, and so much of disturbance in the mind, they are not able to sleep peacefully. You know, it becomes so difficult for them to control the mind, because the circumstance, the situation itself is so disturbed. Everything is very disturbed, and nowadays we are tuned and we resonate with the disturbed things, and we like now the disturbed things also. Like for example, take up any video. Now, if we are seeing a video and say it is not changing at all, in the same tune the speaker is speaking, or there is one tune that is played in the background and some text is displayed, we will not be very much interested in seeing that. But if there is immediate change, you know, few seconds after few seconds, there is so much of change that is there, and the music is also changing up, down, etc., etc., that is happening in this, what will happen? We will be able to focus like you are focusing now on my video. So there is a change that is needed. So when there is change, a lot of disturbance is there, then the disturbed mind can focus on the disturbed thing. So this is the current situation that people are going through. But then with this mindset, with this problem, we cannot actually focus. It's very difficult. So it's very important that we control this mind and we make sure that it remains steady. How steady? Like a lamp in a windless place. When it comes to us, even if we are sitting in a room, say empty room, there is nothing. Still, our mind will be so turbulent, so turbulent. And everyone experiences this. See, when we are outside on the road, or we are doing something in, say, workplace, or we have gone to some other place. So there, when things are moving, mind becoming disturbed is very natural. But our mind is so disturbed that even when we sit in the closed room, even then, When we close our eyes, our mind is fully disturbed. So many things are happening. So many things in the mind. Externally, a person might see we are sitting in a nice meditative posture, closing the eyes. Only we know what we are thinking. No one else will know. Everyone else will think, oh my God, he has attained. He has gone to trance. And we know very well what trance we are in, what we are thinking. So the point is that be it Ashtanga Yogi or be it Bhakti Yogi, important is that we need to have some focus in life. We should have some clarity in life. So this shloka from Bhagavad Gita is very nice in second chapter. It says, Vyavasayatmika buddhihi ekaha kurunandana bhaushakahi anantascha buddhayo vyavasayinaha. So here it is said that Vyavasayatmika buddhihi ekaha kurunandana. One should have one pointed focus. Bhaushakahi anantascha buddhayo vyavasayinaha. But if the person is multi-branched, you know, when it comes to his thought process, you know, that person cannot attain much in his life. And it's very much practical also. When multiple things are there in our head to think, it is so disturbing and so much of pain will be there when we are thinking all this. Now just imagine if we can focus. If we can focus, I have only one thing to think about. And if we are focused about that, it will be so easy. Life will be so peaceful and so blissful. So how can we do that? How to get this thing? By practicing Krishna consciousness, what happens is, we become very much focused, one-pointed, for doing only one thing. That is, I want to give pleasure to Krishna. This one goal becomes very, very clear. One goal, that I want to attain Krishna this very lifetime. I want to go and serve Krishna in the spiritual world to give him pleasure. So this becomes very, very clear. And the person starts marching towards that. Now he doesn't have multiple things to think about. He is just marching towards that. And whatever needful is supposed to be done to maintain the body, to maintain the family members, he's doing that. It is just a side business that is going on. But the main business is something else. So like this, when he's completely focused in doing something, he will not be disturbed at all. So there is a very nice story here to tell. So once what happened is, a person was very much disturbed because of people around. People were speaking so many things about him, and so the disturbance was there around in the entire surrounding. So he was not understanding what to do. So he went to the king and he said, this is what is happening with me. Please tell me what to do. So the king, he told him that take this pot, and the pot was filled with oil till the brim. And he said, now go and take, go and walk around the entire palace and make sure even if one drop falls from the pot, your head will fall from the body. And now this person started thinking, why did I come to the king? Instead of giving a solution, he has given me a punishment. But then now he had to do it, no option. So he took the pot. He was looking at the oil. It was full. And every probability, the little bit he moves here and there and the oil is going to fall. So with lot of care, he started walking. Taking one step after another, without moving his eyes anywhere else. He was just on the pot. And he was looking ahead, looking at the pot, and he was moving ahead. And like this, he completed one full round of the entire palace. He came back to the king. And then, when he kept the pot down, he was peaceful. No drop fell from the pot, and my head will also not drop from the body. So he was very peaceful. And then the king asked him a question. So tell me, what did you see around in the palace? So that person said that I couldn't see anything apart from the oil that was there in the pot. The king said, see, this is what is needed. A focus is needed in life. A goal is needed in life. For you, for last 1 hour, the only goal was to make sure that no oil drops from the pot. And with that goal, you are going around. And see, you didn't observe also what people were saying. You didn't observe also that there were so many things happening around the palace. You couldn't observe all that. Because you are focused. There was so much of noise around, but you are not disturbed. So in this way, from this story, we understand very clearly, if we have a goal, if we have one-pointed goal, then we will not be disturbed. Even if it's a very, very disturbing situation in life. But since we have a high goal in our life to attain Krishna this very lifetime, to go back home back to Godhead and serve Krishna for His pleasure, if that is the goal and we are marching towards that with one-pointed focus, with full intensity, we will not at all be touched by various disturbance in the surrounding. our mind will remain focused, we will have a lot of clarity, and we'll utilize every single moment, because now there's no question of time waste, because there's no question of thinking anything else. So it's very, very important that we devotees understand that we have to have a clear goal, and goal is one. Goal is to attain Krishna this lifetime. There is no other goal apart from this. And to attain that, what are we supposed to do? Do sadhana bhakti. That is chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, reading Vedic literatures, basically Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, hearing discourses on Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, honoring Krishna Prasadam, fasting on the days like Ekadashi, associating with devotees, doing services. When we have all these things, and all of them are pointing only at one, that is one goal, one destination, that is attaining Krishna this very lifetime, life becomes very easy, very simple. If we are disturbed in our life, it means we have not fixed our goal. Till now, we have not yet fixed our goal, that our goal is Krishna. This is not yet fixed, so we are still disturbed. The day we fix it, we will see that how undisturbed we will be. We all can pray intensely to Krishna that please help me to fix my goal. I just want to attain you this very lifetime, O Krishna. Please help me. So here, you know, very nicely it is said that a truly Krishna conscious person, always absorbed in transcendence. So for us, always absorbed in transcendence means what? Always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. In constant undisturbed meditation on his worshipable Lord, is as steady as a lamp in a windless place. So very clear. If the goal is clear, our mind will be clear and there will be no problem at all. So in this way now Krishna has very nicely described all these wonderful aspects. And now Krishna is going to take us to another level of understanding and is going to speak about the stage of perfection called trance or samadhi. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.